The various best passages we have heard this morning has one common thread. It is about proclamation. It is about speaking of God's salvation grace. It is about sharing that message to others. You can recall the first part, Chronicle, talks about building this tent is to proclaim the good news of God, to ascribe the greatness to God as part of our being and worship. Again, the Psalm also talk about passing on future generations the message of God, the love of God. And the next one, Romans, I love that passage, that part. It says, like, Paul is doing reverse engineering, so he worked backwards. And ultimately, he comes back to telling us, we are the sent people. We are to send out to do what? To preach. And so that people can hear. And then what for? So that they can hear the wonderful message of God's love. And of course, likewise in the gospel, Jesus again reminded us, he's sending people, he's sending his disciples, he's sending you and I to go and share the good news with others around us. So today I want to talk about Christian mission. Christian mission. A few weeks ago I did talk about outreach and evangelism. And we will talk more about in this area, not just talking, I hope, but actually actively engaging in the area of mission, of outreach, of evangelism. And that is something that the Vistry and I have been talking about, that we hope we have heightened our focus next year in the area of evangelism and discipleship. David Bosch, not the kitchenware, that brand of Bosch, all right? David Bosch is an influential missionologist and theologian. He said, the church is missional by its nature. And it is impossible to talk about the church without at the same time talking about missions. Boss, because God is a missional God. And God's people are missional people. The church exists in being sent and in building up itself for its mission. The church is not just a holy huddle. The church exists by mission just as fire exists by burning. That's how important and how integrated and how much it is of its existence. Part of being Christian is to ensure that the good news that you and I have received is preached and heard by others. Christians are called to this mission from the root word that means sent. Sent. We are sent, as the scripture tells us, to these missions and to share the gospel. Now, Jesus himself said so. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he says, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and to the blind and to the oppressed so that they may go free. We are familiar with this passage. Paul also spoke of how Christians have been given the ministry of reconciliation. Ministry of reconciliation, that we can be the catalyst where we can bring people to God, towards God, so that they can be reconciled with God. And now, the scripture continues to say by Paul that we are the ambassador of Christ. Now, not many of us, maybe somebody there, they have family members who are some sort of diplomats in outside country, but most of us are not able to do that kind of roles and job. But we are ambassador for our Lord Jesus. Christian mission is essentially following Christ's call. As in the sentence this morning, it tells us we are to love God with all our hearts, our mind and strength and all that, but also to love our neighbors. That is the gospel message, and that is what we need to act upon. And to share the gospel to the lost world through God's wisdom and strength, that we cannot do it alone. To put it simply, Christian mission is about obeying Christ. At Christ's ascension, he commanded his disciples and to us today to share the gospel, the message of hope and his redemption, and to go and make disciples. We should, rather than seeing that as a burden on ourselves, but rather obeying God's call needs to bring joy and a reward in heaven. We must not see it as duty, but love. For Christ's love compels us to do that, to share the good news. And on that front, the diocese is focusing in the area of evangelism and disciple making too, in next year particularly, as a primary focus. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we must not think of Christian mission as international stuff. We can do that. And I was privileged to do some of that while stationed in Singapore, that we went to neighboring countries to do international mission. But mission is broader than that. It's not just going overseas or be a missionary, but at the home front too. All Christians have the mission to share Christ at the home front with our families and friends, co-workers, and the community that we live in. The Christian mission of sharing Christ does not end with a sinner's salvation, though there is one objective along the way. They can be baptized. They have salvation. But it is more than that. There is an ongoing process that we need to help them to grow and to mature. The Great Commission is to make disciples. The Great Commission does not say, you just go baptize people and stop there. It is about making disciples. Therefore, Christian mission involves not only evangelism, but how do we help one another to grow and to mature in Christ. So, what can you and I do as individuals? What can you and I do here at St. Luke's, our church? The ultimate goal is always to share the message of Jesus and help others to have a personal relationship with God. You and I are the hands and feet of Jesus. Remember the passage we heard earlier, read out to us, that those who take the message out there, we have beautiful feet. Okay? You and I have beautiful feet. And that is the idea of you and I. We are the hands and the feet to bring the gospel and the good news to others. It's about showing love and compassion to one another within and also outside, just as Jesus did. So allow me to just quickly go through a few possible things that if you are doing that already, great stuff. If you are thinking about doing that, go and do them. All right? Some simple things we can begin, small step. We don't have to go and, you know, stand at a street corner and preach. Of course, if you want to do that, you're welcome to do that too. But that may not necessarily be the most effective way at times. So these are a few things that you and I can do or are currently doing, and maybe we can do more. Firstly, may I suggest, eat with non-Christians. Eat with non-believers. We have 3 meals a day, and we have plenty of opportunity. Why not make a habit or way of sharing a meal with a non-Christian friend or people we know? All right, or even could be a family members or some other people. Go to lunch with our co-workers who may be non-Christian. Talk with them, speak with them, share time with them. Invite neighbors to come over for a meal at home. Get to know them. They get to know you. We can talk and share. Eat with non-Christians. Walk, don't drive. Now, this is not about climate change, even though it is important to think about climate change. But while you're walking, you have opportunities to meet people. When you drive, you don't meet people. You sit in the car, you go from point A to point B. But if you decided to walk from here to, I don't know, New World or somewhere else, you meet people along the way. You can meet them, get to know who they are, and so on. All right? So one way to do that is if you can walk out of the house and go to walk to the supermarket, to the dairy, to other places, you can meet people. And you have a dog, it attracts attention. All right? Walk with your dog. People say, oh, you have a nice, cute dog. And then you can start up a conversation. Just like that. Make friends. Get out of our house and take interest in the people around us, right? Ask questions. Even offer to pray with them along the way if you feel that's the appropriate thing to do at that time. Be a regular. In other words, we all go out for coffee. We buy things. We go places. Be regular in those places. You get to know the shop owners. You get to know the staff. You get to know the people who frequent that place. An opportunity to get to know them, befriend them, and so on. Easy peasy, right? Smile. Again, ask questions. Ask them, say, hey, well, what's this you have? Or something of interest. Be a regular. Build relationship. Some of us are very good, have certain things. We can do crafts. We can do all kinds of things and so on. These, again, opportunity for us to meet people, to talk with them, and to share time with them. Even start a small group. You can do whatever you are very good at doing and draw people together. Pick a hobby. Share that with somebody else, whether it be knitting, sewing, or piano lessons, or violin, or guitar, or anything that may put us among the people. And be prayerful about it. Be intentional about it. Go back to talk to your co-workers. You know, I know sometimes at work, you know, the kitchen place is always a place where people congregate over a cup of tea or coffee and so on. These are wonderful opportunities where we can meet people, co-workers, talk with people, and if you're not doing that already, volunteer with non-profits organization. I know some of us help at City Mission. Some of us do other things outside, other things. Again, those are opportunities. We can work with people. We can spend time with people. And we can therefore share the good news at the appropriate time. Participate in city events. Whether some of these may be events that we can bring into our church or our own activities, or outside we can join some of the activities organized by council or whoever else. Again, these are opportunities where we can meet people and talk with people and so forth. And then, of course, last one, to serve our neighbor. Just recently, someone shared with me that she is related to St. Luke's, and the neighbor has some surgery and could not do grocery, and so she decided to just go and help, you know. So opportunities abound that we can actually serve the community and then to show you know, who we are and in terms of our Christian love and so on. So, my dear friends, we have so many opportunities. If you're doing this stuff, good. If we can do more, even better. So let's not make the mistake of thinking that missional is somebody standing up there preaching, or somebody hop on a plane and go out there to some other places and then build water cylinders or whatever. Those are good stuff to do. But there's so much, so much we can do ourselves here in our neighborhood and around our friends and neighbors. Let us be missional. Let us recognize that we are the sent people. So in sum, Christian mission is really about obeying Christ, that we are compelled by the love of Jesus to do it, to share Christ with others. And of course, ultimately, relying on the Holy Spirit to give us word of utterance, what to say, what to do, what to think, and how we can connect with people. All Christians have this mission as ambassador of Christ to work on the ministry of reconciliation. The Lord worked through us to rescue the lost world out there. So, what greater mission than you and I have to fulfill this great commission that Jesus Christ has given us? Amen.